So we have this, once again, confluence of, we don't really know what the motives are, but there was this literature of sort of anti-government, random sort of anti-government fervor, and a gun.
Sure.
What can we realistically attack? We can't deal with people's ideology, but you have this problem of guns. He got all the way up to a checkpoint. There's literally nothing that could have been done to stop him.
Sure. Well, I think actually there are a couple of things that could have been done to stop him. But ironically, it was these kinds of weapons that not so far away in South Central Los Angeles, when we had gang wars happening, when we had black boys killing one another with these kinds of weapons, that really pushed the first assault weapons ban that came to us. And so it is ironic now that when we see these kinds of weapons going into our airports, where we have thousands of travelers coming through LAX each day, when we aren't making the same call, maybe it's because who was holding the gun. But what could we do to stop it? We could ban high-capacity magazines. We could ban military assault-style weapons. They should not be in the hands of civilians. Look, I am a firm proponent of the Second Amendment, but not this bastardized version that says that anybody can have anything they want at any time that they want.